Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with all the updates from India first. The total confirmed COVID-19 cases in the country have risen to 36,91,166, and that's according to the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry. Now, the death toll in the country due to the pandemic has risen to 65,288. The reported active cases right now stand at 7,85,996, and as many as 28,39,882 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. The fourth phase of the unlocking of the country has begun today, and this will have large number of restrictions lifted and relaxed, but many will also continue to remain in place. Now, here are the salient points that you should know from the guidelines released by the Union Home Ministry. Now, even under the Unlock 4 guidelines, international flights will remain banned until September 30th, except those permitted under the orders from the MHA. Several flights operating under Vande Bharat Mission and those operating under MHA specifics will be permitted. Metro train will start operating from 7th of September in a graded fashion. Proper screening, social distancing and wearing of masks will be mandatory at all times. The new guidelines permit the opening of open-air theatres from September 21st. Swimming pools, entertainment parks and all cinema halls shall continue to remain under lockdown as well. Larger gatherings such as social, academic, sports, entertainment, cultural, religious and political functions can be held with a maximum of 100 people from September 21st. Now, there shall be no bar on inter and intrastate travelling and movement of goods for which no registration or e-pass shall be necessary. Four MLAs in Rajasthan tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday, and Congress MLA Ramesh Meena and three BJP MLAs Hamir Singh Bayal, Ashok Lahoti and Chandrabhan Singh have also been tested positive. Moving on, even months into the COVID-19 pandemic in the country, the Joint Task Force of Eminent Public Health Experts on Monday have written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi saying that it must be assumed that an effective vaccine against COVID-19 would not be available in the near future. They also said that any false sense of hope that this panacea is just around the corner must be avoided. In a joint statement, experts from the Indian Public Health Association, Indian Association of Preventive and Social Medicine and Indian Association of Epidemiologists have said that vaccines do not have any role in current ongoing COVID-19 pandemic control in India, and it must be assumed that an effective vaccine would not be available in near future. Now, we must avoid false sense of hope that this panacea is just around the corner. The group's third joint statement on hope for COVID-19 vaccine against COVID-19 states, vaccines with proven efficacy and safety and as and when available should be administered accordingly to the WHO strategic allocation approach or multi-tiered risk-based approach. From graded reopening of schools to discounting the lockdown strategy for pandemic control are some of the measures suggested by the public health experts. The National Capital's next round of monthly zero prevalence survey began on Tuesday, covering all 272 municipal wards to analyze COVID-19 situation in Delhi at micro level. That is what Health Minister Satyendra Jain informed the media. The sample size this time will be 17,000 and exercise will be carried out for 7 days, he told the reporters. Now, the last zero prevalence survey was held from 1st to 7th of August, which showed that 29.1% of people surveyed had antibodies against the COVID-19 infection. The Karnataka government has now allowed bars, pubs, clubs and restaurants in the state to serve liquor from Tuesday onwards with 50% of their seating capacity. Now, there were restrictions on serving liquor since March when the lockdown was enforced first time, and until now, only takeaways were allowed at these establishments. Moving on, they have been instructed to strictly follow the Ministry of Home Affairs guidelines and standard operating procedures as well for COVID-19. Also, in another news, 32 members of an extended family living in the same locality in UP's Banda district were found positive for COVID-19. The district has reported over 800 cases so far, out of which 8 have died. Moving on, the moratorium period on loans, which can be extended for a period of 2 years, that is what the government has informed the Supreme Court today. Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, on behalf of the Centre and the Reserve Bank of India, informed the Supreme Court bench of Justice Ashok Bhushan that the moratorium on repayment of loans is extendable for 2 years. Mehta, however, added that both the Centre and RBI are in the process of identifying distressed sectors to vary benefits as per the COVID impact of the hit they have taken. It may be noted that the loan moratorium on EMI and fixed-term loans ended on August 31st of 2020. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. The head of the WHO or the World Health Organization is warning that opening up societies too quickly amid the COVID-19 pandemic is a recipe for disaster. WHO Director Tedros Adhanom has advised that the more control countries have over the virus, the more they can open up, and insists that countries that are serious about opening up must also be serious about suppressing transmission. Now, this may seem like an impossible balance, but it's not, he told reporters in Geneva. Tedros cited 4 key points that countries, communities and individuals should focus on: preventing amplifying events as the virus thrives on clusters, protecting vulnerable groups, people taking steps individually to protect themselves, and finding, isolating, testing and caring for cases while tracing and quarantining their contacts. Moving on, US President Donald Trump has announced that the vaccine for COVID-19 being developed by AstraZeneca has reached a phase 3 clinical trial in the country and is very close to being finalized for approval. The phase 3 trial is being implemented as part of the Operation Warp Speed, a multi-agency collaboration led by US Health and Human Services, which aims at accelerating the development and manufacturing of medical countermeasures for COVID-19 and delivering 300 million doses of an effective vaccine by January 2021. I am pleased to announce that AstraZeneca vaccine has reached phase 3 clinical trials, Trump told reporters at the White House yesterday. The US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also have said as of yesterday that the number of deaths due to the COVID-19 pandemic has now risen by 473 to 1,82,622 and has reported 59,72,356 cases so far, an increase of 37,532 from the previous day's count. The CDC reported its tally of cases of the respiratory illness known as COVID-19 caused by a new coronavirus as of 4 p.m. ET on August 30th versus its previous report released on Sunday. The CDC figures do not necessarily reflect cases reported by individual state. Also, the number of new COVID-19 cases in Ukraine will continue to rise in September and could reach 3,000 a day by the end of this month. That's what Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal has said as of today. Ukraine reported 2,088 cases on Tuesday and 2,141 on Monday. Last week, the daily number of confirmed COVID-19 cases had jumped to a record 2,481. The increase comes after Ukraine last week imposed a temporary ban on most foreigners from entering the country until September 28 and extended the lockdown measures until the end of October to contain a recent spike in cases. Scientists, including one of Indian origin, have developed a prototype of the rapid COVID-19 test using a simple-to-use portable instrument for reading the results with a smartphone in 30 minutes, an innovation that may enable point-of-care diagnosis without needing to send samples to a lab. According to a study published in the journal PNAS, the new technology may help overcome bottlenecks in supplies and laboratory personnel, which have led to long waiting times for COVID-19 test results in several parts of the world amid the ongoing pandemic. There's news from Tokyo as well. Japan's health ministry says, as of today, that it has planned to participate in the World Health Organization's COVID-19 vaccine program known as COVAX. A ministry official has told reporters in Japan that the country would join COVAX, which had an August 31st deadline for countries to express interest. The decision is non-binding, the official said, and financial contributions would be decided ahead of the September 18 deadline. The COVAX program, launched in late April, is designed to serve as an insurance policy to secure access to COVID-19 vaccines. Participation has been uncertain, and as several wealthier nations, including Japan and the US, had stuck their own deals for vaccines. The total number of COVID-19 cases in Russia has now surpassed 1 million mark as of today, with 4,729 infections registered over the past 24 hours. Over the same period, recoveries increased by 6,318, raising the total number of the cases to 8,15,705, while the virus claimed 123 more lives, publishing the death toll at 17,299. Poland is now banning from Wednesday direct flights from 44 countries including Spain, Israel, Romania in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 disease in the Central European country as per the government. The US, Malta, Montenegro, Mexico, Brazil, Argentina and India are also on the list of countries, but local media has so far reported that Russia and China had been removed from it. Well, with that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for tuning in to this special edition of the podcast. But before I wrap up, you can now be a smart investor with Money Control Pro. Do not miss out on this last chance to get the sharpest opinions, expert analysis, actionable insights and much more only at just 1 rupee per day. You can claim exclusive benefits worth 15,000 rupees with the code FREEDOM365. Visit the website or the app to learn more about it.